First of all, it's good to see Julia here. I believe this is her first sacrament here at Buckner, and so it's a privilege to get to share that with her. But first, we'd like to start off by reading out of Matthew, the 26th chapter, verses 22 through 25. And this is Jesus talking with his disciples here at the Last Supper, where he instituted this sacred sacrament we have before us today. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and broke it and blessed it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this in remembrance of my body, which I give a ransom for you." And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. For this in remembrance of my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for as many shall believe on my name for the remission of their sins. And I give unto you a commandment that ye shall observe to do the things which ye have seen me do and bear record of me unto the end." And so we do this today as we have been commanded to. We are here for three purposes today, I feel. The first is this is almost like a memorial service, to remember the sacrifice, the death, and even the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hung upon that cross and died for me, and he died for you. You know, it's wisdom that we have this service once a month to remind us of that sacrifice. It's wisdom we have it once a month instead of every week, because perhaps maybe if we had it every week, we would lose sight of the importance of the sacrament. I had an experience a few months ago. And it was in a communion prayer service, like we had this morning. And I was looking upon the table. I was thinking about the emblems and the white cloth, and that all that goes into this service. And as I was thinking of that, my mind went to another service. And this was the graveside service of our brother, Kenny Butterworth. And see, Kenny was in the Navy. And I'd never been to a military graveside or funeral for that sake before. And it was such a moving experience. And as those naval officers were there in their pure white pressed uniforms, and that flag was draped over that coffin, and as those officers took that flag off the coffin there, they were very neat to fold it with precision and accuracy. And I was so impressed by that. Then they presented this flag with the stars showing, which represent that we are one nation under God. And the officer knelt and presented this flag to Kathleen. And this is what he said: "On behalf of the President of the United States, a grateful nation, and a proud Navy, this flag is presented as a token of our appreciation for the honorable and faithful service rendered by your loved one to his country and his Navy." As my mind continued to think about this and think about this service that we have before us today, there are so many similarities You know, I was a deacon for many years, and the deacons don't take lightly preparing these emblems. They take great care. And also our deacons, when they place this cloth, just as those soldiers placed that flag over Kenny, they do it with precision and carefulness. And our deacons will also come up and remove this flag and fold it, or white cloth, and fold it neatly. And we too will kneel, as that officer did, to show our honor and respect for this Jesus Christ. And I found myself asking, you know, why I feel like the Lord maybe showed me this. And this is what came to me. Jesus served his Father as a soldier serves his nation, honorably, faithfully, and endured to the end with a love for all people. And in that moment, he was telling me that I needed to serve Jesus, the Christ, more honorably, more faithfully, and endure to the end. And maybe he's telling you this today, that you need to serve him with more honor and more faithfulness and endure to the end. We must not take this service lightly. In John, the 15th chapter, the 13th verse, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And certainly Jesus Christ did that for us. And certainly as soldiers do that for us. And I don't think he's asking us to physically lay down our lives today. But I think he is asking us to lay down those things in our lives that separate us from him. Because those things that separate us from him dishonor him. And don't show him the respect. And it weakens our faith. In the Doctrine and Covenants, the 17th chapter. So the first reason I feel we are here today is remember that sacrifice of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The second reason is to remember our baptismal covenant that we made in the waters of baptism. And in section 17, verse 7, and again, by way of commandment to the church concerning the manner of baptism, all those who humble themselves before God and desire to be baptized and come forth with broken hearts and contrite spirits and witness before the church that they have truly repented of all their sins, and are willing to take upon them the name of Jesus Christ, having a determination to serve him to the end, and truly manifest by their works that they have received the Spirit of Christ unto remission of their sins, and shall be received by baptism unto his church. Many of those things we just read there we'll find in the communion prayers. We are to approach this service with broken heart and contrite spirit. And we are to remember that covenant which we have made in the waters of baptism, to take upon us his name. We think that's easy, but it's not. How many times in our lives have we been presented that opportunity to shy away from taking upon us his name? We are called on to always remember him. If we always remember him, we'll have that determination to serve him to the end. And we're also called to keep his commandments. And if we keep his commandments, our works will show that. You know, I remember when I was baptized, August 31st, 1985. And as young children, we might not quite understand everything. But one thing I remember as I went down into those waters, and I came up, everything seemed brighter, the lights, everything. I felt that newness of life. I felt that the old man had been buried, a new person had risen up. And we're here to remember what Jesus did for us and remember that covenant. But in this process, we can be renewed and feel cleansed if we come before Him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. In 2 Nephi, the 13th chapter, I'd like to read a few verses. Starting in verse 24. For the gate by which ye should enter is repentance and baptism by water, and then cometh the remission of your sins by fire and by the Holy Ghost. And then are ye in the straight and narrow path which leads to eternal life. Yea, ye have entered in by the gate, and ye have done according to the commandments of the Father and of the Son. And ye have received the Holy Ghost, which witnesses of the Father and of the Son, unto the fulfilling of the promise which he hath made, that if ye enter in by the way, ye should receive. And now, my beloved brethren, after ye have gotten into the straight and narrow path, I would ask you, is all done? And he's asking you today, is all done? Behold, I say unto you, nay, for ye have not come thus far, save it were by the word of Christ, with unshaken faith in him, relying wholly upon the merits of him who is mighty to save. Wherefore, ye must press forward with steadfastness in Christ, having a perfect brightness of hope and love of God and of all men. Wherefore, if ye shall press forward, feasting upon the word of Christ, and endure to the end, behold, thus saith the Father, ye shall have eternal life. And now behold, my beloved brethren, this is the way, and there is no other way nor name given under heaven whereby man can be saved in the kingdom of God. And now behold, this is my doctrine of Christ, and the only and true doctrine of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, which is one God without end. Amen. And as we remember the sacrifice of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as we remember that covenant we made in the waters of baptism, He's calling us to press forward with steadfastness and have that perfect hope and a love for Him and a love for all man. So in this service today, we're remembering the sacrifice of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're remembering that covenant we made with Him in the waters of baptism. And there's one more thing we have to consider today. We have to examine ourselves, that we might be found worthy to partake of these emblems. And let me define worthiness for you, if you would allow me to. Worthiness is having the right attitude towards your fellow man, towards the church, and towards God. Do you have that right attitude today towards your fellow man, towards the church, and towards your God? Last communion service was a lot like this. I think Joe was in charge, and there wasn't too many people here either. As I came for the prayer service before that, my father was presiding, and the person I was helping couldn't show up because of the weather, so he grabbed me, and so I assisted him up front here. And something happened to me that never happened to me before. As I was sitting in that prayer service, the Lord let me see a little bit into an individual's life. And he told me that before the next service, I need to tell that individual something. And he told me that I need to tell them to forgive. And forgive is forgetting. And that was hard for me to do, but I followed through with that. You see, the Lord wanted that individual to know that he or she needed to forgive. Otherwise, that person would be taking the sacrament unworthily. Now think about Jesus upon the cross. What was his attitude? Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. Jesus had the right attitude. Over the past 2 years, the Lord's taught me something very valuable. It's been painful at times and not comfortable. But he's taught me a little bit about this, the condition of our hearts. And he's taught me if someone's wronged you or hurt you or said something that's hurt you, he doesn't want you that to well up inside of you. He's not concerned about how that person feels about you. He's concerned about how you feel and hear about that person. When we don't have that pure heart within us, it affects all aspects of our lives. It affects our ministry. It affects our relationships with our friends, brothers and sisters, our companions, our children, our jobs. It affects everything in our lives. Once again, I think about Jesus on the cross. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. So brothers and sisters, as we have this supper placed before us this day, may we remember the sacrifice of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and what he did on that cross for you and for me. And let us remember our covenant and baptism to always take upon us his name, to always remember him and to keep his commandments. And thirdly, let us come before him in these last moments with the right attitude, with the pure heart, that we might partake of this sacrament worthily.